You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 49. I am Dan Hammond.
And I am Rogue Schindler.
Today, well, we had a tournament here in San Diego over the weekend, and we both played new decks, and it went well for some of us and not well for others. So we'll talk about that.
So we had, as we've been hyping up, our premier event in our league series for this fall. The first tournament of our Spatial Rift season, and also of our, I guess we're in the, I can never remember what it's called, World Championship League Corbett nonsense.
World Championship Trek. Now, you mock Corbett, but at least he he's done something pretty good by putting this as many leagues together as we have. We got more leagues this year than we did last year. It's really getting people to play during the off season, which is a great thing.
I thought we just came out of the off season.
No, we're in the off season now.
Really?
The off season is the season between Worlds and Regionals next year.
So anything that's not con season.
Well, regionals start, we usually have ours at the very end of regional season. Regionals start at like April. So April, May, beginning of June, might even be before that. So that's when the hardcore competitive, you go to a regional, you go to maybe a second regional, then you go, you got your nationals going on in different countries. The continentals and then worlds.
To my mind, that's just completely the opposite, because that's the quote-unquote season that you're referring to is the time that I play the least, because I'm too busy doing other things at conventions. And here we play, we already play year-round the rest of the time. So, but it's good that other people are coming up to our level apparently because of this. Hey, you know what? We've been playing twice a week or every other week for, 6 years, 7 years?
Yeah, and we've been playing two seasons a year from pretty much the 1st of January to the middle of, to Comic-Con really is what we had been doing, and then a short season from Comic-Con to the end of the year and then starting over again. So we've time shifted a little bit to match up with the rest of the world's league system. I haven't done the calculations yet. I'm a bad league director, I guess. I should have informed everyone the number of events we'll have during this league season, and I should have informed everyone the top X number of players who will be able to play in the playoffs at the end of the season. I've done neither of those things, so I'm sure my wrist will be slapped for that and other things. I expect we're probably going to have two events every 2 weeks, because we have two little tournaments every 2 weeks on a Saturday or so from now until they say, hey, the league's over. So I don't know what that's going to be. I'll have to just multiply the number of weeks. But it's probably going to be, I think everyone else is doing 16. We'll probably end up being a little bit more than that. I don't know if that'll play into everyone else.
In addition to being our first event of the season, this is also our first big event, aside from, a practice tournament here and there that not a lot of people showed up for, in playing with this side of Paradise cards. At least for us, I think we both missed the tournament that happened since the cards came out. So this was a new event for both of us. Did you have anything? I know one card in particular was rather popular. Did you have anything that stood out as being a game changer for you since the new set?
I'll skip what you were going to say and let you talk about that. I played with a few of the new TOS folks. And they didn't really be very helpful because they weren't, they're situational. No one captured any of my people, so number one didn't help me. I didn't really get much use out of those. I did try something new. I tried a Royal Welcome and Raise the Stakes. Raise the Stakes makes your missions worth 5 points, but it has the downside of giving everyone, all your opponents, attributes plus one. So my idea was to throw this down as I'm about to solve the mission. And then whether or not I solve, if I do great, hey, extra 5 points. And if I leave it out for some reason, all my, 40 point dilemmas 40-point mission dilemmas are that much better. But really what I was trying to do is blow it up either that turn or the next turn with a royal welcome to pretty much get anybody. You know, your opponent names a skill and I get to go search my deck and find somebody. So that way you don't actually get the benefit of the raise of stakes, and I do.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
Not at all. Royal Welcome didn't come up when I needed it to. I used it once or twice. I had the opportunity to use it several times against Thomas V. However, Thomas V, brilliant as he is, saw the people I had out and said archaeology, and I looked through my deck and I had played all of my archaeology personnel. So I did not get to download anyone, and had I played it again, he would have said archaeology again, and I would have been host. So I didn't get to do anything versus Thomas.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yes. I got out a few other times. The 5 points was I scored 5 points here and there, I think versus other Thomas TK. I don't think I got to use it against Johnny. I don't think no. And Johnny, I scored my 5 points with the Beautiful Lady Enterprise, and that was it against Johnny. It was a rough game. So I would try it again. I don't know if I would try the raise the stakes again, unless I was playing a very different deck. A Royal Welcome, I would try again, but I'd have to throw in a lot more events that cost three or more to actually use it on. I'm looking forward to hearing how someone else uses those, either of those two cards, either together or separately, to see how it goes.
Well, I am definitely thinking about playing Raise the Stakes next week with my Klingon deck from this summer. I know we talked about that a little bit, that there were a couple of cards that would really benefit from this set if I had had time to add them to my Gen Con deck. Not that I actually played at Gen Con, but the deck I brought in case I had time to play at Gen Con. So I think I may add those in next week and play with that, with my old Klingon a massive High Council member, multiple copies of high cost personnel, throw that in with the Sabotage Transporter deck and just go for really even easier missions and that, because I can do those so quickly, and my dilemmas, I've had a lot of success with that deck, the 40 point missions and the dilemmas being able to slow you down with those 40 point dilemmas. So maybe I'll try that, and then I can try the other trick which I've been wanting to try, which I know you have seen me do, with the Parallel Romance.
Yes.
Which we talked about. Speaking of negating the benefits for your opponent, using Parallel Romance to select two to be stopped, and your opponent gets, for each personnel that's stopped in that way, your opponent gets plus one attributes till the end of the mission attempt. However, if you kill them instead with something like, say, Sabotage Transporters, then they are not actually stopped by the dilemma. So you effectively get two kills for a two-cost dilemma, and nothing. They don't get any
bit of it. Yeah,
yeah, they don't get the bonus. So I'm really looking forward to trying that out actually in a tournament scenario. Hopefully, this episode doesn't come out before the next tournament. So, and if they do, you know what? We'll see what happens.
Yeah. What did you play this week?
This week, I played a deck that I built in honor of our good friend Johnny's wedding this summer. I played a Bajoran 40-point integrity deck, which is a little twist on, we both know our good friend Johnny Haliva is a big fan of Bajorans. And the classic Bajoran Integrity deck. I've been wanting to try the 40-point aspect of it. Obviously, that's very popular right now, but there are a couple of cards that really have been useful in that way that come out recently just before this. Both the new Shikar that unstops everybody, all your Bajorans who complete a 40-point mission, or unstops everybody when you complete a 40-point mission. Also, the Lita from What You Leave Behind, that Lita, 40-point Lita, that lets you, when she's randomly selected, you get to take your opponent's top dilemma and put it under that under a 40-point mission. That came in really handy. It actually saved my first game. I was just a little bit behind. Well, saved it. It certainly made it easier. It made it so that there was one more dilemma under, so the next turn I could do it with that many instead of having to give my opponent one to draw. The Shakar turned out to be not nearly as cool as I thought he was. Not so much that he wasn't cool, but I just never had that many stopped people when I solved my missions.
Oh, yeah.
I never got to the point where I had, you know, a bunch of people stopped and then the rest went through and solved. I usually, everybody would be stopped and then come in and solve the next time.
Right.
But I did benefit through happenstance. I was looking for 40-point integrity missions, and Honor the Fallen, which is a recent addition, virtual mission, was huge in that even if I had been using Shakar, it would have been a great combination. But that's the one that really saved me. It lets you take a personnel from your discard pile, place them out of play, Honor the Fallen, and restore range to all your ships.
So not only was everyone unstopped, that your ships got restored as well?
Yeah. And, you know, so I keep tootling along and go attempt some more missions. So that was pretty huge. Did not, I had the just horrible draw in my game against Chip. He got out really, really fast with his weenie Klingon deck and was just chipping away at missions, no pun intended, while I sat there waiting to draw personnel. I managed to come back in a strong way and take two missions to get the timed win. Yeah, that those shenanigans kind of paid off.
There was only one dilemma that I added to my dilemma pile from This Side of Paradise, and that was the polywater intoxication. And that was a lot of fun. That worked out a lot.
Huge!
Yeah. You know, and even paying for the extra cost was...
Really? You played it for three sometimes?
Well,
I suppose you could. You know, if they're going with six and there's three under... And you're pretty sure they can't solve with five. It depends on what they're playing and how many tricks they have. It'd be risky, though.
I comboed it with full complement. So they attempted with seven. I stopped a personnel or two, and then they hit polywater, and somebody bounced, and then they hit full complement. And that bounced someone else, and both of those cards went back to the deck, leaving only the first one that stopped two people. So that was my one good play on the day. Did you find it as much success?
It was very successful against me. I could not manage to draw into it, and I never to need it when I actually got my machinations out on the day. So it was just an odd draw day for me getting into that card, but it was definitely effective against me. I actually saw somebody did play it at full cost against me, which was very useful when I only had two of a skill and one of them already got filtered and they stopped the other one. It did stop me from completing a mission at least one other time where I went with five and there were five under machination polywater and take one guy out and that was it.
Were you playing with any other dilemmas from the set? I know Johnny was playing with a bunch of them just because when a new set comes out, he's the type of player that would just throw a bunch in and see what sticks.
Yeah, I did not. I kind of fell behind with assimilating the new set into my collection. And as I mentioned, I built this deck back the week before Gen Con, and I've been waiting to play it since then, and I haven't had a whole lot of time with con season to really update it. I just kind of grabbed a few things to throw in. The new Bajorans, I used Neela a couple of times. Her assassination shenanigans were pretty fun, but I did not think to go back and look at the verbs, so I'm definitely looking forward to adding some more of the new dilemmas coming up. mostly trying that parallel romance trick. I think the Captain's Guest is definitely worth throwing in. It's sort of circumstantial in its usefulness, but you know, if you're playing against Borg and you can say Drone
or Klingon,
or you know, playing against Klingons and you know, got High Council members or whatever, there's a couple, definitely some affiliations that'd be very useful against. So I definitely would like to throw at least one of those in my deck and see how that works out. The double hottie dilemmas,
yeah,
I'm not really thrilled with. I feel like they're overcosted. But you know, they might see some play, and overall, so far, it seems like people are having fun with the set.
Yeah, I think overall, there are a lot of interesting ideas that form when looking at the different cards in the list. I think the last two virtual sets have had a big impact, much more than the first two. As far as, you know, new cards going into decks and the stuff falling out. So, yeah, looking forward to the next one. Well, that concludes another episode of Section 31. We've obviously run out of intelligence. I'd like to thank our producer, Matt Kirk, for putting the show together, and also Warp 11 for contributing the music that we've borrowed from them for our weekly shows. With that, I am Sir Dan.
And I am Sir Rogue.
And I'm going to do my part to expand my power in the universe.
And I'm going to boldly go give Samuel Clemens' pocket watch to a beggar on the street and help out a 49er to end.
49ers could use some help. Welcome to Section 31, episode number 49. My name is Dan Hammond.